Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio Show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Oh my gosh, two very important people here. From Visit Colorado Springs, Chelsea Offit. Hello, Chelsea.
Hello. Good morning, Renee.
Woo, woo. Amy Long. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
It's great to see you guys. By the way, we do have to take a moment, Miss Chelsea. Look at you everywhere. In the Colorado Springs Business Journal, in the Gazette. How fantastic and fun is that?
It was fun. So the fact that, you know, I'm a native and get to sell my backyard every day, it's an amazing job, and it was just really fun to be profiled by not one, but both. So
right, it's amazing.
My parents are very proud.
But that's cool, and there's not a lot of us natives around.
There aren't.
Amy, are you a native?
No, been here 25 years.
Okay, does that kind of count, Chelsea?
Semi.
I mean, that's a, yeah.
My kids are natives and my dogs.
There you go. That's awesome. That is awesome. Well, that's very exciting, and I'm so glad that you guys are here today. We've got a lot to talk about. Do we first want to talk about the travel lemming recognition?
Yeah.
So this was a, explain how the, what this was.
So what's very cool about this travel lemming recognition, it's some of the top influencers and travel bloggers in the world that get together to vote for top destinations. So you're looking at people that are traveling the globe all throughout
all
the year and
the,
seeing,
yeah,
amazing things. And Colorado Springs was named among Travel Lemmings' top 30 emerging destinations for 2020.
Wow. That's amazing.
It really is.
So that means these top travel bloggers are coming here, checking it out, and then talking about, obviously, their experience here.
Yeah. So they, you know, some of these bloggers have experienced it firsthand and through us in the ring, and the Colorado Tourism Office plays a huge part in the exposure that we get in these types of recognitions because they're helping feed that content up to some of the contexts we don't always have access to. So it's just wonderful to see, and we're really excited.
Well, we know that, and I'm we're not talking numbers today, but the numbers in tourism have just continued to climb every year.
We have. We've seen a banner year for multiple years in a row. And again, tourism is so important to our community. It's huge for our economy, and we're just seeing wonderful things happen. And we have a lot of things coming online for 2020 and 2021.
Yeah. Look at that. Planning ahead. I know we're probably not. We're just going to touch on it a little bit. The museum. We got to. Is that next year? 21.
Spring of 20.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Chelsea, we got to get that.
I know.
She knows. We've been trying to get everything like for the museum. It's very exciting. Okay. So let's talk about, you guys, can we talk about it now? Some giveaways?
Yes.
Can we talk about that now?
We can.
Okay. Let's talk about some, this is a chance for you to get some passes.
Yes. So we are calling this campaign. We've partnered with Pikes Peak Region Attractions Association. They represent over 20 of our largest attractions. And we are partnering to do a huge season's passes giveaway.
That's awesome.
We're really excited. So it's not just ones and twos, but they're looking at full year memberships, some family passes for 2020. So people can enter on our website, which is visitcos.com, or Pikes Peak Region Attractions website, which is pikes-peak.com.
So go get registered. And again, season passes, right?
Yes.
To some places.
Yes. The contest is good for all of December, and we'll be choosing all of the winners the first week of January, and it is a total of 11 total attractions giving away some form of an annual pass or membership.
That's amazing. So go get registered. Again, visit COS or
pikes-peak.com.
Okay. It's a lot to remember. Okay, so before we jump into some new stuff on the visitcos.com website, it is the holiday season. Lots of folks are coming into town. They have family and friends coming into town. And not like we may need some help, right, with what to do with the guests. But you have put together 10 winter adventures to book in the Pikes Peak region. And this is to help everybody. In fact, here's what we're going to do. Let's take the break now. So then when we come back, we can go through the 10 winter adventures to book in the Pikes Peak region to help you and your family and friends this holiday season. I love it. You guys want to do that?
Yes, sounds
okay,
great.
Okay, perfect. We'll have more with Chelsea Offit, Amy Long from Visit Colorado Springs next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. What a great way to start off the week. We're talking with Chelsea Offit and Amy Long, Visit Colorado Springs. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy New Week.
Happy New Week.
So how's the holiday shopping going for you guys?
I'm a little behind.
Are you?
That's what Amazon Prime's for.
That's why I'm on Prime? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
There you go.
Shopping? I should be shopping.
Oh, I know, right? But hey, so if you don't want to do shopping, why not go on a little adventure, right? Did you like how I did that?
Yes.
Right here in the Pikes Peak region. I'm the type that would be like, shopping, peace out, let's go on an adventure. So you've put together, Chelsea, and I'm sure this is on the website as well, 10 winter adventures to book in the Pikes Peak region. And this is perfect because if you have friends and family coming for the holidays, you know, maybe long lost cousins, whatever, right? These are some great things that you can do, and all right here. So do you want to start with, like, did you put them in order of like the top adventure, or just these are 10 fun adventures that you can do?
10 fun adventures. We're so fortunate that we have so many different things to do here in the region. And again, you know, visiting friends and family is one of the biggest reasons we have visitors here.
Right.
So we're a great resource for residents, not just travelers.
Absolutely.
Stop in the visitor center, grab a vacation guide, get on visitcos.com. So this is just kind of a fun way to showcase all the great things there are to do, even in the slower seasons and the shoulder seasons. So if you think about it, you know, Cave of the Winds Mountain Park, the caves are always 54 degrees Fahrenheit. So
yeah, it doesn't matter what time of year.
Exactly.
It might be a warm to go in there. Yeah.
And, you know, places like the Colorado Wolf and Wildlife Center, the animals are actually more active in the cooler temps because they're more comfortable and they're howling more and they're interacting more with, you know, the tour guides. You have things like, you know, Colorado Jeep tours who have heated Jeeps. Not everyone realizes that they can be enclosed and be heated for the entire tour.
Right. Yes. And I was going to say about the wolves, I think they do some special stuff too on the holidays where like you could go spend, I think on Thanksgiving they do it like instead of you know, shoveling food in your face, you can actually go help shovel food in the wolves' face, which is kind of cool.
Yes. And they do a turkey toss every Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They do a winter wonderland. I believe they're doing a bonfire in January. So there's a lot of different fun ways to get up there and enjoy the attraction.
And the Jeep tours, I did not know they were heated. Because you see those tops on those Jeeps, right? And it's like, oh, brr. But I didn't realize they're heated. So those can take you. Is it mostly over on the west side, the Jeep tours?
So those are down in the Royal Gorge region. Oh, and they can do everything from half-day to full-day tours that can include the Royal Gorge Bridge and Park, Skyline Drive, even wine tasting at the Abbey. So there's a lot of different packages people can choose from.
Oh, my gosh, wine tasting at the Abbey. Let's go, girls. Okay, so what are some other fun things that can... folks can do this holiday season as friends and family. Or so we got the cave, we got the wolves, we got the Jeep tours.
I don't know if everybody knows, but Front Range Climbing Company, not only do they host rock climbing in the warmer months, but they do ice climbing lessons in the winter.
Really?
They do, and they have their own private ice climbing wall.
I did not know that.
They do. It's a little further out by one of the camps where they do some of the Girl and Boy Scout things. But it's special because not everybody's kind of clamoring for that same outdoor area to ice climb. They can actually take you to an own private area to learn how to ice climb.
That's incredible. Yeah, that's something fun and new. Okay, what else we got?
So Great Outdoors Adventures are located in Woodland Park, and they have those really great off-road Polaris vehicles, and those are heated as well. So yeah. I did it last winter in the snow, and it was...
Really? Was it fun?
Oh, it was so fun. Perfectly comfortable. They let you drive. They give you hot cocoa. It's a full experience.
Is it?
Okay. It's so beautiful up in Woodland
Park. Oh, I'm sure.
And the owners are wonderful.
Yeah, so that would be a fun event. Okay.
The Royal Gorge Bridge and Park is open year-round, so some people just like to cross the bridge. If it's a little bit cooler, you can actually purchase bridge-only tickets for discounted pricing.
Okay.
You know, usually the gondolas are running, the plaza theater's indoors, so that is a great adventure to experience no matter what time of year.
Absolutely.
You know, places like the Manitou Cliff Dwellings are open year-round to go and explore, and whether you go inside the indoor museum or kind of, you know, run off a little energy in the outdoors. I know Amy has taken her kids when they were younger.
Yeah. That was a regular for us when the kids were little. It's so hands-on.
Yeah, absolutely. And go where the kids do. And what else you got?
Oh, horseback riding. So again, not everybody realizes how cool is that in the winter. With Academy Riding Stables, they go through Garden of the Gods Park.
I didn't know that.
Yes, they do year-round. So they do one-hour and two-hour tours. And what's very cool is there's a place called M Lazy Sea Ranch that's up in Lake George, not too far from here. And not only can you do a full ranch experience where you spend the night and do chuck wagon, but people can just go up for the day and do horseback riding and not have to be guests.
That's amazing. I had no idea they did that.
It's very serene, and their food is delicious, and it's authentic, and there's lots of fun activities.
So maybe if you're really wanting to give, you know, somebody that's visiting a real Colorado adventure, that might be a way to do that, right?
Absolutely. It's what I'm buying my boyfriend's parents, so
don't
tell them.
Oh, for the holidays?
Yeah.
Shh, quiet.
We don't know that now, that's what they're getting, right?
Right.
And what else? Anything else folks should think about? Other fun adventures?
You know, ATV, Play Dirty Play ATV tours. Sometimes it's, again, really fun. A lot of these vehicles are able to go over a lot of terrain and all kinds of different weather, and you're going to get some of these views of Pike National Forest and other areas that you're not going to be able to access any other way.
And what is that called again for ATVs?
Play Dirty ATV Tours.
Love it.
So they're up in the Texas Creek area. And again, they actually even let kids 5 and under come and ride for free. So it's a full, fun family adventure.
Wow. Okay. Anything else for the top stuff to do for the holiday or, you know, winter adventures to get out and about on?
You know,
I'm sure you have... You're like a Rolodex, Chelsea, of like stuff that folks can do.
We never want to forget the Broadmoor Seven Falls. That's always a great experience.
Even with the lights and the...
Yeah. You know, they do the seasonal lights, the colored lights through February.
Okay.
And if people don't want to do the stairs, they can always take the elevator to the Eagle's Nest overlook.
Do the stairs. I'm kidding. So the I didn't know the lights were up till February, though.
Yes. Yep.
So do they change them over to like pink and red for, you know, Valentine's?
Yeah, so they usually do it, I believe November 23rd, they do a winter lights celebration where they change the lights out and invite people out. And then they leave them up for a pretty long time. It will be at least the beginning of February of 2020.
That's so fun. And of course, you can find all of this, the 10 winter adventures, right?
Yes.
On the website and a lot more great suggestions, right?
Yes, visit cos.com.
And go, probably a good idea to book those adventures now.
Probably a good idea.
If you have folks coming in, right? Do it now. Okay, we have to take a quick news break. And when we come back, some new stuff that you can find on the visitcos.com website and a lot more. We'll have more next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And joining us this morning from Visit Colorado Springs, Chelsea Offit. Woo woo. Hi, Chelsea.
Hello.
Amy Long.
Hello.
Woo woo. Hi, Amy Long. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay, so there's lots happening. You guys, there's so much going on. Like, I don't know how you guys keep up with everything, right? Because there's so much going on. And lots are actually happening on the visitcos.com website. So we're going to talk about, we're going to get you how you can plan a virtual tour, which is really exciting, right? But let's first start talking about the accessibility aspect of it, Amy, because this is huge. A lot of websites are now having, of course, have to pay attention to the accessibility aspect of it.
Yeah, it is important. And with, you know, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum being the most accessible museum in the world, we wanted to support that. And the great news is the software is free. And
that's incredible.
You just need to work with your developer and maybe pay them a little to put it on your website. But it didn't take any time at all. It's called Accessibility by UserWay.
Okay.
And I'm sure there's other choices as well. But on each page in the bottom right corner, there's a button that just says Accessibility. And you see it on the mobile and the desktop.
Okay.
You just click on it and a menu of options come up. And it's different things from a reading line to contrast to larger type or reading the page.
Right.
And, you know, there's a couple more options as well. But it's really easy to use. And if you don't need it, you just click a button and it goes off to the
side. But the option is there. So folks, if they need that accessibility aspect of it.
Yes.
So they can access the And I have had coffee, Chelsea. We've been talking about no coffee quite yet, but it's there.
It's there, bottom right corner of every page.
That's fantastic. Okay, so then let's talk about how that is, of course, beneficial because of some of the stuff you can do on the visitcos.com website. It doesn't matter if you're local. It doesn't matter if you're out of town planning a conference. There are some tools on there that can really, really benefit you. Maybe you have, again, guests coming in or you're planning a big conference or coming into town for a big conference or event. Tell us about some of it's called Threshold 360. Is that right?
Yeah.
Threshold, how fun is this?
It's really great. We filmed about 100 of our partners in February of this year, and it's a series of photos that then are stitched together, and you can take a 360-degree virtual tour.
That's incredible.
Of a hotel lobby, and then you can click over and look at their big meeting rooms, or you can look at their restaurants. There's restaurants included and indoor attractions as well. Hmm. We also filmed in Garden of the Gods Park, downtown Colorado Springs, Old Colorado City, and Manitou Springs, so you can get a flavor of what everything looks like before you visit. And as a meeting planner, being able to take that virtual tour is critical. There's not always the time and the money to see it in person.
Oh, I can't imagine, yeah.
And you really want to know what you're booking. We can also use this tool to create a map. So if a meeting is coming into town and they have a host hotel, say it's the Antlers Hotel downtown, the Antlers is the center of the map, and then the various restaurants and attractions show up on the map, and then a meeting planner can share this with their attendees
That's great.
Or their prospects, and people can have a sense of where they're going to be and what there is to do.
That's incredible. And it's all right there. So I do have to ask, how long did it take to like photo and video all that? That had to be an incredible time period to get all that done.
Well, that's the beauty of hiring a vendor who has the technology and the time. It's a company out of Florida, but they hired two local photographers who were trained in the technology. And it looks like basically an iPhone on a tripod.
Wow.
Tripod. And they put it down where they want to take the picture. Yeah, kind of hide so you're not in every photo. And the camera twirls around, gets the 360-degree view, and then they move it to the next spot. So this was done over the period of about 6 weeks. And our partners.
Only 6 weeks. That's incredible. And that's shocking to me. 6 weeks. That's incredible.
Some places took less than half an hour to do. Sometimes they spent a whole day, such as at the Broadmoor, and even came back for a second shoot.
Right.
But they got it all done very quickly, stitched them all together. They're on our website. And then they also put them on Google.
Okay. So it is through Google, too.
Yes. So okay. They're on our website. But you can also, if you happen to be Googling and you get to Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, well, then you can take a little tour of the zoo on Google, and we get the statistics of how many people are looking at them, and it's been over 3 million views on Google, which outpaces the visitation to our website in a year. So it's great exposure.
That's incredible.
And that was just a value add. But the most popular that have been viewed are Manitou Cliff Dwellings, the zoo, Glen Eyrie Castle and Conference Center, Ghost Town Museum, and Cave of the Winds Mountain Park. Those are the ones that people have viewed the most, but they've all received a good number of views.
And again, this is, anybody can use this tool.
Absolutely.
Whether you're a meeting planner, or again, maybe you have family coming in, or anybody can use this tool.
And you just want to look inside 3 to 5 restaurants and make your choice based off of that.
That's incredible. So all they have to do is go to the Visit COS website, right? And then just look, is it called just Threshold 360?
No, there's not a single place. As you go to each individual page for the partners, you will probably see
that there.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to film more in 2020.
Do you know which location? Can we talk about that yet?
Well, we're going to.
Is this like super secret information?
No, I don't have a list. We don't charge our members for this, but we're just going to look and see where the holes are, and because a couple places last year weren't open when we did this, or it was a hotel going through a renovation. So we'll be doing it more in the spring or summer when everything is open, and then also once the museum is open, we'll want to do a quick tour of the new museum.
That's incredible. So again, you can just go into the vendors, like you're saying, and check it. I had no idea that was there, that you could do that.
Yeah, it's just kind of a nice little surprise for folks once they get down to those pages. And then the meeting planners will prepare the map for them, send it to the meeting planner, and they will put it on their registration page.
That's incredible.
We were also able to send the MP4 files to our partners, and they can put them on their website as well.
That's incredible. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about more on all the stuff you can do on the visitcos.com website. Hey, just go push some buttons and your whole trip is planned. I like that, right?
Try to make it easy as possible.
Of course. We'll have more when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Joining us this morning, Amy Long, Chelsea Offit from Visit Colorado Springs. Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad you guys are here. So we were talking about the kind of threshold, the virtual tour, which is fantastic in that it's connected like we got Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, the Cliff Dwellings, Glen Eyrie, Ghost Town, Cave of the Winds, and hotels and restaurants. So that's a really fantastic tool that folks can use on the visitcos.com website. But there's also a huge planner that anybody can take advantage of. So walk us through the trip plan. You know what? Even if you're a local, right? You could completely utilize this and be like, what have I not done?
Yeah, if you have a staycation, if you have people coming to town, it's great to plan it out. You can usually fit more things in.
Yeah. And so how does this work?
It's an online tool that's very intuitive.
Okay.
And you can get to it from any page on visitcos.com, just like the accessibility button is right there.
Okay.
The trip planner little flag is in the upper right-hand corner.
Okay.
And you click on that, and you start by saying, here's when my trip is going to start, and here's where it's going to end. And even if you're not sure, just throw in some dates during the time when you think you're going to be here or invite people in. And then you can give a few bits of information about yourself. Do you want to see the iconic attractions? Do you want the hidden gems? Do you want a very active or a very low key?
Right.
Are you an arts and culture person? Are you a foodie? So you put all that information in, and the algorithm creates a itinerary for you.
That's amazing.
And it, you can look at it and accept it just the way it is, or just use it as your starting point.
Wow, that's amazing.
Because you might be like, well, I don't think I have time to do that, or I don't, you know, I don't think grandma would enjoy that, so I'm going to pick something else. So you very easily click on an area, look at all the different options that you have, and you insert them in there. And then if you're going to have a customized event, like grandma's big birthday dinner, you can add that as well, and you can put in the restaurant. If you're doing something like Great Outdoors Adventures, it will prompt you to make your reservations. It clicks
right through the trip planner.
Yeah.
Okay.
It clicks through to our hotel page, and it will remind you, hey, you've made this great trip. You're going to be here for 8 days, and you're from Texas. I think you should book a hotel. And then you can go ahead and do that. You can share this on social media. You can have co-planners. So if Chelsea and I were doing a trip together, I could share it with her, and she could make edits. You can send it to all your friends and family who are going to be on that trip, and they can make edits to the trip.
Wow.
And then you've got it at your fingertips with all your information. You never have to search for reservation numbers or when were we supposed to be here. And it's a very smart tool, because if you try to do two things back to back and you haven't allowed for enough travel time, you'll get a warning.
It's going to say, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. Be careful. You need an hour and 15 minutes.
I was going
to
say, yeah, you're
down.
Trying to come from the, I'm just Royal Gorge to the zoo. That doesn't, yeah.
Exactly. And that's very doable. You just have to make sure you leave yourself about an hour and 10 minutes to get from one place to the next.
Wow. That's incredible. I did not know. The things you learn. And I love being local, of course. Like, hey, I would love to explore some of that. Like, we're talking about food stuff. Or stuff like that, like I've never explored, or, you know, the hidden gems of Colorado Springs. Even though we're natives, right, Chelsea? Well, you know it all, but
a lot of times,
it's your job.
Yeah, what we figure is if you don't plan it, you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
So you want to plan your vacation for the rest of the year at the beginning of the year. And then when it comes time to taking each of those vacations, a little bit of planning, you'll fit a whole lot more in.
Right. Absolutely. Or you could even go, if you have friends or family coming, send them the website and go, here.
You decide.
So that could probably alleviate some family tension, right?
Oh, it really can. So between our website, our app, our visitor guide, and the trip planning tool, you can really plan a great weekend or week here that's just great for everybody. Or you've got the high adventure and the low adventure and the culture folks. You can plan three different itineraries
completely.
And everybody's happy.
Yeah. Or I think we should just go do the food thing too. We're just going to go make our own food tour. How's that? Can you guys tell I'm hungry this morning?
Well, we have partners who give amazing food tours.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm.
See, look at that. All the stuff you learn. Okay. So all of this, is on the website. Now, how many plans do you think are done a day on the website? I bet a lot.
We've gotten metrics that say in the last 3 months, thousands of trips have been
planned
done
a day.
And we're making sure that those don't include the ones that we're creating in the office. So we're still looking at the metrics, but there's ways that they can tell if people have taken the trip. So, for example, if they actually make a reservation and put it in their trip, that's a signal that this is a real trip, not just dreaming. If they access the trip planner from within Colorado Springs, the software knows that.
Interesting.
And it's during the time that they said they were going to be here and they live in Texas, well, we know they've come. So thousands of trips have been planned and hundreds of trips have been taken for very, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in economic impact. And the data is still very new, so we're not sharing it just yet. We want to make sure we understand it, and it's a good conservative estimate, but it really is a high impact tool that people are really enjoying.
How long ago was this tool launched?
I think in June or July.
That sounds right.
So only a few months
now.
And we're already seeing that kind of impact from it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Absolutely.
Incredible. That is incredible. I'm going to go play around with that. I am. Isn't that funny? Yeah.
You could use it to plan every single weekend, even if you're just doing a couple things. But it'll get you out and about, enjoying our parks and trails, restaurants and attractions, and just increases your quality of life. So we're going to start with you, Renee.
Okay.
You're going to be
Are we gonna do like a vlog, Chelsea?
Yeah. Hey.
Our adventures.
Yes.
Like, she's like, that's great, Renee. Give me something else to do.
It's all fun stuff.
It is all fun stuff. That is, yeah. No, I'm gonna go check it out. Plan every weekend now. That's incredible. Such a great thing. Okay, so it's again top right side, right?
Of mm-hmm. And it says COS. Plan your visit.
That's so fun. It's all the hidden gems that you guys come in and go, did you know? I'm like, really, I'm a native and I never even heard of that, right? Because there's that many out there.
That's how I was till I worked here. Amy told me about the Wolf Wildlife Center and all these places. I had no idea.
So. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go plan it. You guys are awesome. Happy holidays. Everybody go to visitcos.com. Get registered for the contest.
Yes.
Go plan a fun little weekend.
Absolutely.
For family, or send them the link and say, you tell us what you want to do while you're here. I love it. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love coming in.
Yeah. And we will talk with you guys actually in the new year.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Thank you so much. And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, it's a big day. Iktha Markhulye is going to be here from Pikes Peak Small Business Development Center. That's tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.